You're listening to SBS News.
Fans at the FIFA Women's World Cup final in the French city of Lyon make it as clear as they possibly can to FIFA President Gianni Infantino that they think women footballers should be paid the equal of their male counterparts. As the United States began celebrating its 2-0 World Cup win over the Netherlands, its fourth title overall and second in succession, Infantino was offered a free reminder of the gender pay gap in his sport. US fans are particularly tuned into the issue given their team's long-running legal dispute over compensation with its own national federation. Even US panel TV program The View, hosted by actress Whoopi Goldberg, took up the case after the US World Cup win.
The US women's team brings in more revenue than the men's. More people watch them. So the question is, why are they still only getting 18 cents on the dollar?
Wow.
We were just speaking about that backstage because apparently, it's not a little bit of money, but they get $250,000 for their win. A man would have gotten $1.1 million for the
win. Quite a difference.
That's really significant.
Infantino has responded to the international calls for women footballers to receive equal pay at FIFA World Cups by announcing that $1 billion will be invested in the women's game over the next four-year cycle, up from $500 million. And prize money for the next Women's World Cup will be doubled from $30 million to $60 million. But it took just 24 hours after that announcement for US captain Megan Rapinoe to point out that the men would receive $440 million in prize money at their next World Cup in 2022, much more than the $60 million announced for the women, although she hesitates to say how much the women should receive.
It certainly should be more, and I think that, I don't even know how to answer that question, but I think there needs to be a big investment made in the women's game. So maybe for once, like, God forbid we be overpaid. Maybe that could just happen like one time and then we'll see how it goes from there.
Rapinoe also criticized FIFA for scheduling two men's continental competition finals on the same day as a women's match and suggested the world governing body didn't care about the women's game and isn't showing enough respect. FIFA has justifiably been proud of the large World Cup attendances, with stadiums more than 75% full throughout and a crowd of 57,900 watching the final in Lyon. Even more impressive have been the record-smashing television ratings. In the past, the US has enjoyed huge numbers for the tournament, given the success of its team. But the increasing numbers for countries such as England, France and Italy show the appetite for top women's games is now established in Western Europe. Countries with a strong tradition in the men's game, but who have been slow to follow women's football, such as Spain and Italy, have shown signs of improvement, both in the quality of their football and the level of interest generated by their national sides. Former Matilda and Hall of Famer Joey Peters played for Australia's national team for more than a decade, earning 110 caps. She commentated on the Women's World Cup for SBS and says FIFA doubled the prize money for the 2019 Women's World Cup, but the increase in the men's prize money means the pay gap is actually widening and not narrowing.
In relation to FIFA, it's wonderful that the Australian PFA Players Union have started to ask the question, well, why have you doubled the prize money from $15 million? It sounds wonderful. Oh, we've doubled the prize money. From $15 million to $30 million, but yet the men's, they've increased it from $400 million to $440 million. So they've still increased the pay gap.
Peter says progress has been made since she was happy to receive $166 from the government for a month of preparation before the 2000 Olympics. But she explains the pay issue goes beyond just the time that a footballer is a player and reaches into their retirement.
You end up just putting your whole life into this one thing, which can be, you know, very, that's why it's so difficult when players retire and, you know, you deal with dealing now with the mental issues and the change of lifestyle. It's very difficult. And so it'd be nice to be able to get a little bit of money to support that rather than now post-retirement and still trying to, you know, struggle like, I guess, the rest of us to make a dollar. And, you know, it's just the whole lifestyle, the whole package is, it deserves to be looked at as a professional career in its own right.
Professional Footballers Australia's Our Goal Is Now campaign is driven by the Matildas players and designed to highlight the gap between prize money for the men's edition of the World Cup and the women's tournament. Deputy Chief Executive of the PFA, Kate Gill, herself a former Matilda and Asian Player of the Year, says Australia's national women's team members have to play in three or four leagues around the world to sustain a professional living from the game. She says that burden could be eased quite simply by FIFA sharing a greater portion of its revenue with the women players who are playing an increasing role in building that income.
If you're looking at what's fair and what's equal, you're asking females to be involved in a globally recognised competition, which the men partake in every 4 years, and I don't see why there needs to be such discrepancy on the amount of prize money that's on offer when both participants, being them male and female, are going through the same rigorous qualifying process and then being asked to perform in a tournament, which brings FIFA revenue.
Gill says there are positive moves towards parity at the national level in Australia, though. She says the W and A leagues have just agreed to a collective bargaining agreement extension that links the women's minimum wage to the men's.
We have both parties engaged in that, be it the FFA and the clubs themselves, and then the players, obviously, through our organisation. So we're on the journey together to work towards that. But it's a recognise that it's something that needs to change and everybody is on the bus.
Tennis is often seen as the most advanced sport when it comes to pay equality, with women sharing equal prize money at Grand Slams. Another major example is Cricket Australia's pay deal in 2017, which introduced an equal base rate of pay for male and female elite cricketers for the first time. But many other sports are also struggling with the issue of inequality, despite a huge growth in interest in women's sport in recent years. The prize money issue won't go away, and if the mostly male administrators of the game thought the campaign for equal pay will fade away as the hype of the World Cup subsides, then US goalkeeper Alyssa Naeher's response to a journalist's question after the final suggests otherwise.
What do you think this victory will mean for your fight for equal pay?
You know, I don't know. I guess we'll enjoy this win right now. We'll enjoy these next few days and celebrate, and then we'll get into that.
Given the level of determination and professionalism the US team approached the World Cup with, it's highly likely that campaign will be approached with the same vigour. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.